from Penn State. Cindy and Nikki, it's all yours.
Okay, so this is Facebook Faceplant, and we have our Twitter information up here if you like us. We have to warn you that our language may or may not be filtered, and so if you have a problem with that, you might want to GTFO. If you like this, this is our hashtag for tweeting and our Twitter names. If you don't like us, we're Adam Spots and not Jarrett. So just remember that if you happen to not like us. Otherwise, yes, we both work for Penn State. And is there anything else that we want to talk about with that?
No.
No. Okay. Screw it.
We are.
Moving on. So we wanted to talk a little bit about why we wanted to cover faceplants. And I've been having this conversation with people a lot. And in fact, Chris and Dylan and I were actually out in the hall prior to the last session talking a little bit about coming to these conferences. And you come maybe to have this mutual bitch session, and sometimes you come to get inspired, but you feel like, oh man, my department, you know, it's amateur hour there. You know, I come to these things and this is what we should be doing, and everybody's doing this great stuff, and you know, why are we doing all this crap where I am? And so I feel like sometimes we're here to see these dog and pony shows, right? Really, really great stuff happening everywhere, and you're like, why the hell am I stuck with the crap in my department? And so I feel, to be true to social media, you can't really have these dog and pony shows. Sorry, I almost, without a little bit of shit too. So we have to be honest with ourselves. You can't really try anything without having some of those roadblocks. And I have to be fair to everybody that's presented today, and everybody's been honest about how well they've had some successes and failures. And so when you start to lose heart and say, you know, what am I doing here? I get really frustrated. It takes 5,000 committees to get anything done. You know, or I work with a bunch of boneheads. Well, you know, it's all a learning process, and you have to have failures to get to your successes. And so we wanted to talk about some failures and how even those failures are learning processes. And to answer Dylan's question about, you know, what would I do if I went back 10 years ago, if you happen to be in his session, I don't think I would change anything I did in higher ed over the years that I've been there, because every mistake I've made has been a learning experience for me, even when I bitch about it. So this brings us to one of the case studies we wanted to talk about, which is the big SNOMG or Snowmageddon. How many of you are East Coast folks and remember the snowstorms back in February? And if you haven't, maybe you were following East Coast folks. And so we did have a situation in Penn State related to those snowstorms, and some of you might even be familiar with them because there were presentations on them. We're gonna give you a little more backstory. So prior to those, we had the H1N1 pandemic scare. And there were groups that sat around and said, well, how are we gonna deal with this when the students get back to class? So there were targeted messages. One went out to faculty, and they went out through lots of different streams to make sure they got the message. There were letters from the president, there were web pages devoted to this, and these messages had things like, ill students are not required to provide a physician's excuse for missing class. There was even a policy about being reasonable in how they allow students to make things up. I am fat fingering this. Okay, and
overheard.
I know. It doesn't matter. Teaching during a pandemic was a webpage they put out for all the technology that's actually available now if you wanted to have your class or pieces of it done remotely through a course management system, streaming your content online. We had something out for the employees during the flu season, questions that they might have. And as employees yourselves, you might want to know, hey, can I telecommute? What happens if I've used up all my vacation and sick days? Can I borrow from like the next month. And all of that information was addressed. And we even hit the students with illnesses. So they knew that they didn't need a physician's excuse. And if you have questions, if you're having problems with somebody, here's a place you can go to really, really bitch about it. Call your associate dean. And we included the helicopter parents as well, because we recognized that that was an important group of people. Oops, let me back up. I didn't zoom in on this one. All it did was it let them look up on our LDAP, basically their students, faculty members, and say, you know, so that way they could email them. Now, I wanted to give you, before we go into the video, an understanding of Penn State University, since, you know, the majority of you are not from Penn State, even though we have a very large contingent here. This is the Penn State system across PA. You have urban areas, Pittsburgh and Philly.
Go Phillies.
And University Park's kind of in the middle of it in an area called State College. We call University Park UP. It is our main campus, the largest campus. It's considered a residential campus, but this is the breakdown of the residential on-campus population in the blue versus off-campus or commuter. We are, is our mantra, and we're a very diverse group because we span the state. That's going to come into play when you watch the video we have. And this is what happened on the big Snowmageddon, or Snowpocalypse, or whatever else people were tagging it with. The K-12 schools...
Or this day of the social media fail.
Yeah. The K-12 schools were closed in the State College area and the surrounding areas that were hit by the snowstorm. The branch campuses, the other Penn State campuses, were closing, because they considered themselves to be campuses that were not necessarily residential. Snow emergencies were declared, so there wasn't parking along streets. Interstates in the state were closed by noon that day, and the Con Ed classes that were largely attended by adult students had opted to close. So all of that happened. Every year, Penn State puts out general weather-related messages. They weren't as targeted as the H1N1. H1N1 was new, so we had a brand new committee, brand new group of folks looking at this. These weather-related messages, I swear, probably have not changed since I was a Penn State student. Old as the hills. And so we had two messages. One of them says, hey, use your own best judgment. Charge your vacation time. Supervisors make every effort to accommodate. Fair enough. The one for students, it's your decision whether or not to come. But this is the part that really resonated with the students, especially coming off of H1N1. Ultimately, it's up to each professor to determine how he or she will handle these types of absences, but we believe they'll be reasonable and understanding. Most of you have reasonable and understanding people in your academic career. Any of you ever have somebody who wasn't reasonable and understanding? Raise your hand. Okay, so this is what we had going into it. They had these H1N1 policies, they knew about them, and all of a sudden we were going back to policies from the 90s when I was a student that hadn't been revised. So we're gonna play a video, and if the access is working, you should be able to tweet some lessons learned as we play it, and you can have a chance to respond to it. Let's see how well this actually works. Yeah, that doesn't work very well. Let me back that up since we missed a few minutes. There we go. This is something that came out earlier that morning in a news story. Considering the tough economic times, they thought, you know, it would be nice to post a story about how we're saving money by saying, you know, when we close, it costs $1.5 million. People latched onto that one. good story in and of itself, but considering what happens later in the day. This is typical response for, you know, what happens at other schools. This all looks very similar. But this is where things get really interesting.
Notice the net there. Very hardcore tone. No delay, no canceling.
Yeah, watch the tone of the admin as they're doing the presence. Was almost identical to the number of people that responded to the snarky admin. Still can't hear?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, I love that the community sort of rallies around creating these tools for... There's more.
Just when you thought it was over.
Wah-ah-ah. Notice the use of all caps.
Policy, people were remembering how great of a job Penn State did with that message and how horrible of a job they did with this message.
campus is actually where the department I'm from that offers the online degree. So I had to include it for selfish reasons. And now we divert the news story somewhere else.
But people were still commenting on those threads about how bad of a job they were doing.
This is the annual dance marathon that raises money for kids with cancer. It got some attention until they started noticing a deletion of a car accident post that somebody captioned.
I actually saw it. I saw the post. Somebody had gotten their car into an accident. Posted a picture that says, "Thanks, Penn State." Not there. They say they didn't delete the post, but if you didn't delete the post, then why not link back to it to show some credibility? So come on, Penn State. You've probably deleted the post. And deleting posts me is a cardinal sin.
They almost had them with the thawing.
Yeah. And finally, success.
They hit them with the Whiffen factor and
they were giving away something there, so.
Eventually I will get this to actually get me without me having to hold it. By the way, the images for this actually came from Flickr photos from the day of the snowstorm. So some of them were after things got plowed. Some of it was before the bulk of it hit. So if you're wondering what kind of snow we got there, I thought it would add to the authenticity if I included photos of the day. Reactions? Did we have some things
I'm
from
a little
the stream?
Slow.
It might be the connectivity. So if you guys want to offer something up. Observations, lessons learned, ideas? Bueller? Why don't you come on up or step up, speak up?
I think I'm the first person to actually use one of these microphones that I've seen in 2 days.
We want everybody to step up. Maybe we can put the squirrel by you.
Did anything change at Penn State after this? Were policies laid out? Were people even mildly talked to? Or
no, but I can tell you their page is taking a new turn, a new direction, because we have a group of people that we started social media Mondays, and some of the administration is in those, taking back what we say, talking about it, and learning from their mistakes. So no policy has been changed, but their attitude on the Facebook page absolutely has changed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's some learning from actually participating in it. I think I would be more concerned if they completely pulled out of Facebook and said, you know, this isn't our thing, this Facebook is bad, look what happened. You know, I'm actually on a committee for another group within the university that is developing a leadership certificate program for the future leaders, that when all the boomers retire, everybody else will need to fill these positions. And they wanted to see what kind of technologies could be used. And I said, well, you know, we should be getting them to blog and use more social media. And they said, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that, because these are HR folks. And they said, I'm really not sure.
That message. Got to control that message.
Yeah, what if they say something bad about the university? I said, you're grooming these people to be leaders. My God, woman. You know?
Yeah.
This would be a really good teachable moment for this certificate program. What the hell? So, you know, I think the message gets out that it's probably better that you participate and majorly screw up than, you know, not participate at all, because then you're leaving it open for 1,000 little screw-ups later. Other observations? Come on, somebody step up to the mic. Go ahead.
Oh, that comes at the end.
That's coming at the end, but at the end, if there's time, you can get your picture.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get them out to some of our excursions later. Jeff?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's been any deletions since that day. I'm understanding that, okay, people are going to say stuff at Penn State, but they still try a bit to control the message. And but they're listening, that I have a voice, you have a voice, you have a voice. We're going to all work together. We're not going to repeat mistakes. We're just going to work towards learning from them and going on. So...
Other?
That's a problem in my mind, too. They want to keep their anonymity. One of our people in Social Media Mondays saw the one administrator out taking pictures and, you know, gave a quick shout out, hey, I saw you around. She actually pulled her to the side and said, don't give away my identity. And we don't want to be their identity, yes. And that, unfortunately, still hasn't changed. We're hoping and we're working towards that with the Social Media Mondays and Social Media Club, but unfortunately that hasn't changed and it's very frustrating to me. So.
Let's move on a little bit. Feel free to tweet some of your reactions. We're going to show you some of our lessons learned. So one of the things that we noted was to know when and how to respond, and I'm sure at some point this has gotten around in our circles, the Air Force web posting graphic about how to respond to negative comments. If you haven't seen this yet, you know, tweet at me. I'll try to, you know, point you in the right direction for it. But it's a giant flow chart on how to respond to negative comments. And the point I wanted to make with this is I don't really know if you need a friggin' flow chart to... you know, to spell out for you how to respond to angry people. I mean, this is not new shit, people. This has been around since Dale Carnegie. You know, angry people, people who are upset about something, you're not going to change their minds with your Boston legal logic. You're not going to say, ha, but I saw you out there playing in the snow. Oh, shit. This mic is not... cooperating with me. But so you're not going to capture them with your logic and say, yeah, you're pissed off at me and I'm going to trap you in a logic loophole and suddenly that's going to turn the tide. So if you're not that person who can grep that, then maybe you're not the person who belongs on the Facebook page. Or if you're in the heat of the moment right now, maybe you're the person who just needs to walk away. I saw at that one point, even with no delay, no cancellation, if they would have done something like this, I think it would have shot everything down, right?
Oh, yeah, which is a brilliant post, by the way. I got to give props out.
Yeah, I mean, humor diffuses a lot of situations. Or the crowd would have just sort of fought it out amongst themselves until they got bored, you know, let them... death match it out, and we would have just been done with it.
But if you saw the responses to this post, it was giggle, giggle, giggle.
Yeah, there were maybe like 30. Yeah. So, I mean, it wouldn't have been the issue that it had been if the admin hadn't decided to poke it with the sharp stick. Something else that happened here is, and oh, that image isn't as bright as it could be, I have a dashboard here, and I, of a vehicle. And it's know your numbers, but also know the people that they represent. I gave you that We Are breakdown, and I gave you that campus breakdown ahead of time because I wanted you to maybe notice who those people are that were responding. Because one of the things that happens at UP and at Penn State and in all the positions I've worked in for the university is that we have this dynamic going on where people say that Old Main, as Jeff referred to, that the president's office, a lot of people in the centralized part of the university forget about all the other groups of people that are out there. So they might see students, resident students, on campus at the main campus and forget that there are people, faculty and staff, at branch campuses. Or they see traditional resident students and they don't see non-traditional commuters and adult students, students attending from a distance. And so what we've often heard is that UP is the megaphone shouting out, but they don't hear back. And so, you know, what struck me with that post was they can't even see past their own front steps where students are playing and throwing snowballs to even read their posts. So, you know, knowing your numbers is good. They thought they were residential. They didn't even know their numbers. But the dashboard metaphor for me is this. You know, when you're looking at analytics, sometimes we get caught up in our numbers, and it's like as if you were driving your car and you just looked at your speedometer and you didn't even look at what the other people on the road were doing. If you drove your websites just on the numbers, I don't think that would be good. If you drove all your decisions just on your numbers, would that get you anywhere? The opposite is also true. If you drove it just by what other people were doing, you'd probably get pulled over for speeding. New drivers flip back and forth between the two. Hopefully, and not all people are good at this, we eventually learn how to merge the two ideas together. The numbers, the numerical representation, our data, with what's actually happening out there, and we get a big picture. And that's what we need to do. We need to know who's on that page today and why. And the people who are on that page are people who are really ticked off because campus was open and they couldn't get there. They weren't the people who could actually get there because they were at class. They weren't on Facebook. And so one of the last lessons for this is that you need to learn from your successes. And there were the swine flu H1N1 stuff was referenced a couple of times with streaming online, protections for students. And we need to learn from our face plants. And you guys wanted to know, did they learn from this? You watched the tone change from snowballs and comments will be deleted to your safety is important. We are listening. And then they, you know, posted
Try
about thawns and diffuse. But they did learn. They didn't back away and say, we're quitting Facebook. And they even have a Twitter.
Yeah, a Twitter feed came out after that.
So, I mean, they learned. They learned from over time. And they were able to recognize their failure and even react to it and react with people in a very nice, non-confrontational way.
Okay, so here's where I step in. I'm sure we all know about the gunman that came on the UT campus. So we know with Penn State, we know when you should be silent, but when shouldn't you be silent? And when is it necessary to post? Can you, I don't know how to run your, no. I need the video. Now I put together this, this video, please don't feel that you're going to be able to read everything. I just did it so you can get the gist of what was going on during the day here at UT Austin and the UTPD.
We can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends? Just can't go on like before, but can we still be friends? We had something to learn. Now it's time for the wheel to turn. Grains of sand, one by
a little bit here.
Admit we made a mistake, but can we still? takes. Never easy to take, but can we still be friends?
Can we still?
It's a strange, sad affair. Sometimes seems like we just don't care. Don't waste time feeling hurt. We've been through hell together.
Now I want to start off with an aside. As you can see with the blue screens, they did a fabulous, fabulous job of keeping people informed by texts, by emails. They did keep people informed. But in this age of social communication, I thought it was strange that they didn't update their Facebook page. And the one that did, page that was giving updates was their police department. So, keeping in mind that over 61% of all Facebook users are over 25, you're hitting a big demographic here. And to me, this slide says it all. My mom's on Facebook. Okay, how many people's parents here are on Facebook? I know mine was. Now, how many people's parents have cell phones? Do they text on their cell phone? Yeah, I mean, my mom's got a go phone. So so to not update a Facebook page in a crisis like this just blows my mind. Because there are so many social media tools out there to use. Generally, people feel the one they are most comfortable with. And I can tell you from my mom and my, you know, my family, Facebook is where they're the most comfortable. So it's where the information needs to be shared. It all comes back to thinking about your audiences, all of them, not just the students, not just the people in the small area, the people that are around that wanted the information. My kid goes here. Are they safe? So in this instance, to learn from your face plants, first face plant, in my opinion, is a cardinal sin too. They have... Both pages have their postings to the wall turned off so that only administrators may post. Why have a Facebook page at all? Facebook is about being social. Now, faceplant number two, not updating the page at all when there's an event like this. And faceplant number three is not paying attention to any current threads that are out there when people were trying to engage the conversation. And then learning from the successes. UTPD had a major growth on their Facebook page. Here's a screenshot I took at 11:22 a.m. when they had 1,070 fans. 1:06, they had 5,001 fans. And here's my little piece of paper where I was writing everything down. Look at how the numbers increased throughout the day. And I took a snippet of the day and a fan increase of both. There's pretty much 500% growth increase. And with growth comes opportunity. Whereas now the UTPD has an opportunity to give more information to pass along anything else they want to, because now they have a great fan base because they were sharing information. Now you're all wondering, what's with the squirrel? What's with the squirrel? This little particular bugger is this squirrel. It is the unofficial mascot of IT at Penn State. It does have a Facebook page. And I'm going to give you a quick background on how it started. We had a series of magnets, hopefully you can see, with lol speak, to hand out to the students. We needed to get the students to this web page because it gave IT information at Penn State. These went like hotcakes. We couldn't keep them in stock, and the students kept wanting more. So we thought, let's try something else. We repurposed the squirrel in many different ways using the lol speak. I'm not going to go into all the different ways, but I can share that with you. But then it came to our computer store on campus was having a grand opening. And a brainstorming session led to giant cutout squirrels. Basically, as you can see, he says, win this Wii. Well, you could just enter to win a Wii, but if you got your picture taken with this squirrel, you got an extra entry into this contest. Well, we had about 5 or 6 of them around campus attached to expensive banner stands, and guess what? They got stolen. So we knew we were onto something here. So when we repurposed our little friend again, we wanted to put a Facebook page on an iPod. Well, I was too darn lazy to do it in Photoshop, mock it up, so I created a Facebook page for him. I didn't publish it. I kept it there just for that. Well, then my super wonderful, awesome boss, who was sitting in the room here, I don't know if he still is, we got to talking and we thought, how can we keep that Facebook page and repurpose it? So we decided that this squirrel would talk about IT, mainly IT at Penn State and beyond Penn State. So we came up with this squirrel's persona, sitting down, and this is what he's doing. Yes, there are 15 bullet points. I don't know if anybody saw that in yesterday's. And we added the 15 bullet points. But this way, we did come up with a persona so that anybody that steps in when I'm not there can be this squirrel. So it says the same things. It talks the same way, this, that, and the other. Oh, there it goes. I have to give props from that. So, and as of this morning, this squirrel has 1,534 fans, and we are just getting started with where we want to take this squirrel and use it. Currently, also, he travels around to different campuses with Penn State's computer store, hands out prizes, kind of like the Disney did a couple years ago. So it's gaining more fans because it's so kitschy, but we're also giving a message. So we thought if anybody would want to get their picture taken with the squirrel, we would leave a little bit of time at the end of our presentation to get a picture taken with it. But are there any other questions? Yes, it was an entry for a Wii, yeah. And I'm trying to think of how many entries they ended up getting. But the fact that they got stolen was where we knew we were onto something.
A face plant and a lesson learned all wrapped up into
and
one.
All wrapped up into one. And we took that advantage, yes. The face plant of, you know, a couple $100 because of the banner stands turned into an opportunity. And we're going to keep repurposing it as long until it's had its lifespan, so. Any other comments, questions? Yes.
From there, then,
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was just shocking. I don't know if anybody else follows J.D. Ross. We were watching it together, and I just couldn't believe that they are not posting anything. And I found out about the UT Austin page from him, and I'm glad I did, because it had such power rolling throughout the day. And I'm just very impressed with that growth. I've never seen a page grow that fast. Even during the Snowmageddon, Penn State's page increased, but I don't think it had increased 500%, and this page had, so.
Speaking of the Snowmageddon, which page is actually more popular, regular or
uncensored? The regular is by far more popular. Mm-hmm. It has probably over 50,000 fans. Oh, uncensored has about 158 fans. So it is a small portion, but it's not a drop in the bucket if you think about, that particular voice. There's now a platform for activism that can be reused if there's an issue that people feel passionate about again. And it was used, in the example, it was used for somebody to rally people around a Board of Trustees election, Penn State Go Cage Free. Mm-hmm. So people are using it as a platform. I don't know how successfully, but it has the potential, if there's another issue, to be reused again, because they already have that audience.
Yeah.
Like Cindy said, with growth comes anything opportunity.
Anything else happens, yeah.
It's already out there. They can reuse that to rally around something if they feel they're not being heard. People already know, hey, this is the place to go if you're not being heard.
And I also want to comment, too. Also, I forgot to say, I've got a logo. I'm a logo person on Twitter, but I want everybody to know I am the voice of this squirrel along with my other coworker.
And there's a question back here.
Well, I think the first no delay, no cancellation was at 6 something.
It happened from 6 a.m.
to
9 p.m. And, part of it is that we don't even know who the exact administrator of that page
prior
is.
Prior to that day, they had just hired one person to do the Facebook page, and I don't even know if she had started at that point.
To this day, we still do not know.
So, again, because they're so...
we're so departmentalized.
And they're so hide behind everything. We didn't know who to call. But I'll tell you, the crowd handled itself. I mean, they told them what you're doing wrong.
There were other Penn State employees who tried to very politely say, please don't post this. They had to do it in a very public place because they didn't know who to get in touch with, which is kind of sad.
And on the Snowmageddon, too, again, you had you had people who were saying, get over it, walk to class. And then you had, but I can't,
And I think I'd hate to say generational, but there's an administrative disconnect.
Yeah.
Because I would talk to people who were, in certain positions of power about the Facebook page, and they say, what? Well, Penn State Live, the website, that's the place where people are supposed to be going for snow updates. What do you mean Facebook page? And I'm like, but don't you get it? Did you not hear that there were messages coming out through the Facebook page? And they say, but that's not where they're supposed to go for snow updates. So they didn't even get it.
Yeah,
so they weren't on
that's
Facebook.
Not where they're supposed
they didn't
to go.
Get that
well,
Penn State has like 50,000 fans, and some of them are alumni and perspectives. So there's mm-hmm. this—they don't get it. They don't care. They're not watching, which is sometimes good for us because we can experiment, but sometimes bad for us because they don't care.
I'm actually glad it happened, so we could learn from it. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have between this, we probably haven't even used all of our screenshots.
Yeah, and there are lots of people who will tell you the best thing might be to, if it's a student, to contact them directly and say, somebody might see this later that would be considering hiring you for a job, mm-hmm. and this would make you look bad. Same thing for a prospective employee.
that this would look bad for you when you try to bid on other positions. So if you contacted them directly and said, do you really want people to search this later and have a bad opinion of you? Then, you know, if you contact them one-on-one, maybe they'll take it down themselves. I honestly believe that car accident post that everybody was talking about was taken down by the person when the people themselves had sort of figured out that maybe it was from another day and not that day, and the person had second thoughts about posting it. So people self-censor once they realize.
Yeah, and one other funny thing, not funny, but somebody actually printed out the day on paper, 27 pages of paper from the one Snowmageddon day. So I think we're out of time, correct?